Park Universal. Reportaža o študentski situaciji v Čilu. V začetku avgusta so se v glavnem mestu Čila začeli spopadi med študenti, ki že več mesecev zasedbo univerz in ulic zahtevajo korenite spremembe v državi in tamkajšnjo policijo. Oblast je v zadnjem letu nad demonstrante že večkrat poslala protiizgredne policijske enote, vodne topove in solzilec. Aretiranih, pretepenih in na različne načine maltretiranih je bilo veliko. Množična gibanja v Čilu se konsolidirajo okoli vprašanj, ki se tičejo privatizacije elektrike, slabih delovnih pogojev rudniških delavcev in seveda tudi okoli vprašanj o dostopnosti kakovostnega javnega šolstva. Mase ljudi se neoliberalni politiki upirajo že od njene vpeljave, ko je oblast leta 1973 nasilno prevzel Pinochet. Šolstvo je uspešno razgradil z reformo leta 1981, ko je privatiziral celoten izobraževalni sektor. Posledice so očitne. Le 45% populacije se izobražuje v javnih srednjih šolah, prav tako je privatnih večina univerz. Od zamenjave Pinocheta pa ni bilo ustanovljene niti ene nove javne univerze, kljub temu, da število študentov narašča. O situaciji v Čilu smo se pogovarjali z Diegom in Maxijem. Oba sta člana kolektiva Grupo de Estudios José Domingo Gómez Rojas, ki se nahaja v Santiagu. Za kakšen kolektiv gre, nam je razložil Diego.
The group José Domingo Gómez Rojas. José Domingo Gómez Rojas is the Chilean poet anarchist in the 20th century. Killed by the state. We manage the Editorial Eleuterio and the journal Erosion, and workshop on history, geography, or philosophy from anarchy. The work of our group aims to develop different disciplines, from art to science, from theory to practice.
Kakor smo že poročali, se je na ulicah Santiaga v avgustu zbralo 200 tisoč študentov, profesorjev in ostalih, da bi protestirali proti nekvalitetnemu, nedostopnemu, sprivatiziranemu in k dobičku naravnanemu šolstvu. Zahteve študentov pa so bile podane tudi v kontekstu demonstracij v čast žrtvam režima Augusta Pinocheta, čigar 17 let trajajočo nasilno diktaturo protestniki primerjajo z današnjo vlado Sebastiana Pinere. Demonstranti namreč pravijo, da je Pinjerjeva vlada kriva enake desne represije kot nekdanja Pinochetova diktatura. Ker se zdi, da se od lanskega maja situacija čedalje bolj zaostruje, po drugi strani pa se povečuje splošna mobilizacija ljudi, smo Maxija vprašali, kaj se trenutno dogaja s študentskim gibanjem.
We must begin by saying that the group consists mostly individualities who are directly or indirectly related to the area education. However, the college social movement for education has very particular characteristics that don't anarchists, although not totally opposed to these ideas. Regarding the current movement, 2011 and 2012, student protests have been developed throughout the country. Participants begin high school students college students, education workers, and the general public, summoned by a problem that Chile has for decades: how expensive and poor quality of Chilean education. Particularly, this has been demonstrated in the large number of people who regularly attend protests, occupation, as well as schools, college, and universities by students. It is in 2011 when it reached a turning point with the three general demands: public, free, and quality education. It must know that Chile is a country where education is very expensive. In addition, school and universities in private hands have exceeded 70%. This means reducing the chance of those who don't have money to be able to access higher levels of formal education. Neoliberal economic context established during the military dictatorships 1007 and 1003, establishing social class clearly divided. Faced with this scenario is that last year nearly 80% of the population supported the three basic demands. From a libertarian point of view, it must be made clear it's a social movement supported by the ideas of the 21st century citizenship, political parties, trade union, seeking to take credit for having awakened conscience.
Študentski upori črpajo veliko iz tradicije ljudskih uporov proti Pinochetu, nekoliko bolj pa so se vzpostavili z letom 1999. Do naslednje očitnejše prelomnice v gibanju je prišlo leta 2006 s tako imenovanim gibanjem pingvinov. To gibanje naj bi prineslo poenotenje zahtev v izobraževanju in se nekoliko bolj demokratiziralo v smislu upeljave skupščin in konsenzualnega odločanja. Več o razvoju študentskega gibanja skozi čas je povedal Diego.
We could reach for the year 1999. That year the high school and college students protesting together against the financing model of the university education. The following year these protests are repeated. Then in 2001, protests are repeated more forcefully. These strong protests are called the Mochilazo. At that time, the demands were for better and reduced cost public transport for secondary students, as this directly affects the economy of families. We mentioned that in Chile, after the military dictatorship has privatized to businessmen large parts of public functions. In the practice, in Chile there is not right to education, health, housing, employment, clothing, transportation, and many other things. Since in 2001, the student protests usually occurring during 4 months of May and become uncommon. New demands are added: better food in schools and many others. But in the 2006, a large outbreak occurs with the movement called Penguin. This movement represented a huge advance in the social demands for better education. from the huge and violent students' protests in the center of the capital cities, the occupation of schools and universities. In the movement have demands that the public education was managed by the state. Free education to serve to people and not to benefit the capitals, the capitalists and the state. The most interesting of the movement in 2006 was the use of the assembly and mutual agreement. This movement did not achieve the expected results. The manipulation of professional politicians and the mass media caused oblivion of the demand. However, this result provoked unrest among students. Thus, the protest continued, and students organized better to the great protest in the 2011.
Po besedah Diega in Maxija so protesti in zasedbe trenutno del vsak dan. Študentje se torej borijo za povečanje izdatkov namenjenih javnemu izobraževanju. Skrbi jih akreditacija slabih programov in slab položaj učiteljev. Želijo si sodelovanja pri upravljanju fakultet, kar jim je trenutno prepovedano, in brezplačnega javnega prevoza. Verjetno najbolj zanimiva pa je zahteva po sprejetju zakona, ki bi univerzam prepovedal ustvarjanje dobička. Zahteve gibanja so na mestu. Zanimalo pa nas je tudi, kakšni so obeti za v prihodnje.
For question, is necessary a daily work so that the anarchist ideas and practice are disseminated in every corner of society. The demands of education are just some of those to come soon. The proposal to lift up the anarchists should be organized and consistent with our context. For the realization in the here and now, the future of anarchy is part of ourselves. If we want change the society, we have to begin with ourselves.
Le stežka bi o Čilu govorili kot o cvetoči plantaži Organizacije za ekonomsko sodelovanje in razvoj, oziroma krajše cvetoči plantaži OECD-ja. A ne pozabimo, kaj bode v oči. Situacija pri nas je silno podobna, le da na ulicah še ne vidimo samoorganiziranega gibanja. A upajmo, da do te točke pridemo kmalu. Angleško govoreče čilence je poiskal Kuki.
A snimate? Meni zadošča, da bi padla kaka opeka študentu na glavo, pa bi, ne glede na to, da sem dekan ali ne, bil hud in žalosten. Zdaj me je predvsem strah. Ako jutro se vprašam, ali se ni po noči zgodilo kaj takega, kar strahom pričakujem. To lahko imenujete kakorkoli hočete, toda zdaj to občutim tako. Nobenega drugega interesa zaenkrat ne vidim.